The scripture continues at verse 8. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. They were praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. I wonder what Mary was doing a year ago. I mean, like, a year before the first Christmas, a year before Jesus' birth. What was Mary up to? Was she helping her mom in the kitchen? Did she run lunch out to her dad in the fields as he tended to the sheep? Was she shoveling animal mess out in the family stables? Did she see her best friend that day and whisper to her something about that handsome boy, Joseph? Or did she attend the wedding of a dear friend and dream up her own? Maybe Mary was feisty. Maybe she was out protesting King Herod's tyranny, marching with other faithful Jews fighting for their religious freedom. Did Mary remember to say her prayers that day? Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. Was it a good day? A day full of promise and possibility? Or was it a miserable day? Did she feel trapped, destined to a life smaller than she'd prefer? What song did Mary sing in her heart the year before the angels' glorias filled the night sky? What fields did Mary roam the year before the shepherds watched over their flock by night? What gift did Mary desire the year before the Magi brought their gold, frankincense, and myrrh? What dreams did she dream? What prayers did she pray? What life did she imagine? I don't know. I can only wonder and ponder. But I do believe that whatever she dreamed, prayed, or imagined, I feel pretty certain that it was nothing compared to the life that God had designed for her. Who could possibly imagine the story as it was about to unfold? It is the story of God's coming into the world, the story of God born into the world to save the world. It is as epic as any superhero origin story. It is as powerful as the story of the birth of any nation. And it is as intimate as our very own birth narratives. So let us listen once again to the story of God coming into the world, God born into the world to save the world. But this time, let us listen to it as it is told by Desmond Tutu, the joyful and fearless former Archbishop of South Africa, in his storybook Bible for children entitled Children of God. So let us listen with childlike wonder to the story once again. Jesus is born. The Roman emperor ordered everyone in Judea to go to the town where their father had been born so that they could be counted. Mary, by then quite pregnant, traveled to Bethlehem with her husband Joseph, and when they arrived, all the inns were full. Finally, a kind man let them sleep in the stable with his animals. A cow was mooing, and the sheep were baaing. And then suddenly, everyone heard the sound of a baby crying. Baby Jesus was born. Mary placed him gently in the manger on a bed of hay. All the animals gathered around and tried to snuffle the new baby with their noses. Outside of the town, shepherds tended their sheep in the fields. Suddenly, the sky lit up, and an angel appeared. "Don't be afraid," said the angel. "I bring the most wonderful news. God's Son has been born in Bethlehem. He will bring great peace and great joy to the world. You will find him sleeping in a manger." And soon, other angels appeared in the night sky, singing, "Glory to God in the highest." The shepherds went and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus in the stable. They sang songs of praise that filled the night and gave thanks to God for the Savior of the world. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. Uncomfortable travel, no room in the inn, birth in a stable. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. Cows mooing, sheep baaing, and the mourning cry. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, nestled right up close to her, eyes locked on the one who made her a mother. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. The sky lit with an angel's proclamation, good news of great joy for the whole world over. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried. Shepherds arriving after midnight, telling the most wonderful story. And as the dawn breaks, they together sing songs of praises to God. She couldn't have dreamed it up if she tried that the one born to her was Emmanuel, God with us. I do not know what Mary's life looked like the year before that first Christmas, but I do know what wonder God worked in one short year. I do know that God did not leave her forsaken. God was present with her every step of the way. God was with her when she faced society's scorn. God was with her on that long journey to Bethlehem. God was with her through the pains of labor and in the steady presence of her fiancé. God was with her in those moments of joy as the newborn cried. God was with her in the shepherd's arrival and in the story that they told and in the praises they sang and in the wonder that was left in her heart. I do not know what your life looked like 1 year ago today, and I cannot dream up what it might look like 1 year from now. I cannot imagine the joys that you might celebrate, the dreams that might finally be realized. And I shudder to think of the losses you might suffer, of the blows life might deal you. We do not know what life will look like in 1 year. But I do know that the promise of Christmas is simple and true, no matter. God is with us. God is with you. God is present. And this is a promise worth pondering. Thanks be to God. Amen.